Did you set a resolution at the beginning of 2018?
Broadcasting from Boston, Massachusetts, you're listening to the Technology Equals Equality Podcast.
Hey, welcome back to the Technology Equals Equality Podcast. I'm your host, Lori Brooks, and this is Audio Blog 23, an update and an invitation. First, thank you for joining me for this episode. I'm curious how it is that you listen to the show. Do you listen in the car or while you're working out? Are the stories, tips, and ideas helping you? I'm just looking for a little bit of feedback from our regular listeners. It's important to me that we continue to find interesting guests that will help you continue moving forward in your journey. It means the world to me that you're not only interested, but continue to create such a dynamic community. If you have not yet joined the community, be sure to sign up now. You can find links to become part of the community on our website at technology-equality.com or via my virtual business card located at loribrooks.net. Moving right along, I am super excited about this episode because I am finally able to provide an update on my public speaking journey. I'm accomplishing my resolution and moving forward with my program this year. Did you set a New Year's resolution at the start of 2018? When do you feel like you gave up on it? Here's a quick mindset adjustment trick to help you accomplish your goals in 2018. Ask yourself the following. Why do you have to give up on accomplishing your goals? Adjust your mindset to recognize that you can still accomplish your goals. Stop feeling defeated and tell yourself you took a break. There's still 6 months left in the year. Now you're ready to continue accomplishing your resolution. Why wait for next year? The summer is finally here and junior year of high school is over in our home. I know it's far later in the year or life overall for that matter than initially anticipated, but I did join Toastmasters on my personal deadline of May 7th, as indicated in the last audio blog, number 22. I think setting a deadline and pretending it was imminent was the biggest part of accomplishing that goal. I literally had to use my own program to adjust my mindset to believe I absolutely had to join Toastmasters or I would perish just to accomplish it. I used the tools provided in my Mindset Transformation Program Prism to trick myself into accomplishing my goal. I found a Toastmasters group that meets on a regular basis, has an awesome location with ample parking at all times, and an unbelievably amazing group of individuals that I am super excited to be a part of. Just so you understand, Toastmasters is not a meeting. It's an interactive learning environment designed for people looking to grow in many different ways. The Toastmasters program consists of multiple projects which help you as a Toastmaster design speeches and grow as a leader. Each Toastmasters meeting is segmented. The first half of the meeting is focused on the speeches prepared by group members. The second half of the meeting is designed to provide feedback and develop spontaneous speaking skills. I've attended a couple of meetings and have had the opportunity to take on several leadership roles during the meetings and present my first two speeches. The initial leadership role I took on was to act as an evaluator at one of the recent meetings, and it was somewhat nerve-wracking. As an evaluator, you volunteer during a Toastmasters meeting to provide feedback on a speaker's presentation. I think this is one of the greatest features of Toastmasters, and it's one of the main reasons why I chose to join. I just felt as though I was not really experienced enough to act as an evaluator and really provide constructive criticism or honest feedback that would help my fellow Toastmaster grow, seeing as how I'm not yet a professional or polished public speaker myself. Turns out, I actually gave great feedback and really did understand the concepts that we needed to look for in the speech. The tools included in the Toastmasters program provided me with an understanding of how to help someone else with an evaluation. As an evaluator, I had to present my evaluation in front of the group. I got through it, and I felt like I had an opportunity to really help. Using the program tools and information, I developed my first speech. The initial speech is an introductory speech to introduce ourselves to our new Toastmasters group members. I presented my introductory speech and was pleasantly surprised by my evaluation and the overall feedback. Mary Sheen, thank you again for an amazing weekend. I implemented the majority of what Mary taught me and presented my very first speech with great ease. I captured the audience, created dialogue and engagement. I made eye contact with each person in the room as I wove my life into a semi-intriguing storyline. I could totally do better, but I was quite pleased from my first speech. The feedback provided clarity on what to work on, and speech number two was quickly drafted. I presented speech number two, complete with a slideshow and a quick ebook I created for the presentation. Though I did not perfect presenting with my Apple Keynote slideshow, I still presented. I recently found a public speaking app called Umo, which I'm now utilizing to practice my speeches even more. It records and analyzes my speech to help me grow as a speaker. I'll be sure to continue updating you on my journey, but in the interim, I will include a link to the 5 Ways ebook and the Umo app in the show notes page for any of you who may be interested. As indicated by the title of this episode, this is an update on my public speaking journey, but it's also an invitation. I invite you all to join me for an exclusive More Time Masterclass on Wednesday, July 11th at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. This masterclass is a deep dive into our material, unlike any other webinar or training we've ever presented in the past. As an introduction to the More Time Accelerator Program, you will learn the 4 pillars of small business success and how you can begin immediate implementation. This masterclass was designed to help you get organized with your small business so you can begin focusing on income-generating activities. Join me Wednesday, July 11th at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for a free masterclass to jumpstart your sales practice for the third quarter of 2018. I look forward to chatting with you all live again Wednesday, July 11th at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Sign up now, the seats fill quickly, and depending on when you're listening to this, the masterclass may be full, so my apologies in advance if that's the case. We can only accept the first 50 people who register. I want to be able to really help everyone in the masterclass, and if I allow too many attendees, I wouldn't have the amount of time that I need to really provide value. So hurry up and register. You can go to lauriebrooks.net or technology-equality.com. There are links on either page and in the blog. You can connect with me on one of your favorite social media platforms. Thank you once again for joining me. And until our next episode, when we continue to hear the journey, find the pain, and create solutions. Enjoy the week.